you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Speaking of cooking, I'm laying in bed last night. Yeah, it's probably 9, yeah, somewhere in there. Watch some TV, about to pop my melatonin, call it a night. And my wife walks in and says,
is that a clever euphemism?
Pop my melatonin and call it a night. No, that's basically what it means. Pop a melatonin and call it a night. And she goes, hey, you hear some noise out there. Ryder's making steaks. Because he was up. Everybody's living different hours than us anyway.
That's what they do.
Summer. Yeah, exactly. So you're trying to go to bed, and you're always, I always go to bed a little hungry, just because you should do. Not starving, but the smell of burning meat. Just wafted through the house for like a 15
minutes. Tough to get to sleep?
Yeah, exactly. We have trouble falling asleep all the time anyway. Mm. And it'd be like you said you used to go to a gym in this town that was right next, like it was above a barbecue shop, right?
Over the, yeah. And
it's,
like,
back, it's actually down where we're going now. Is that gym still there?
Well, yeah, it's a different chain, okay, but right. Yeah. But the barbecue place is gone.
Okay, got it.
But like the exhaust fan from the kitchen of the barbecue joint was right near the intake of the air conditioner for the gym. So you're standing on the squat rack and all you're smelling is burnt ends. And this ain't cool.
Yeah, because a lot of times people are at the gym to lose weight.
Right.
You know? So you, and there was a gym in this town years ago that had, it was a female gym, Curves, that chain. Right next, there was a strip mall.
They shared a wall.
Yeah, it was two stores and a bus. That's a small strip mall, basically a building. Two bays. One was the Curves gym. One was a donut shop.
Yeah, I was.
That was, and I think the donut shop people moved in after, like they were probably second.
Well, that's targeted marketing.
Exactly. You got housewives walking out of Curves. I stretched it up. I could eat a dozen donuts. That guy had to make a fortune. That's targeted marketing.
Squats and long johns.
Right, you know. Yeah, everybody's that way. You work out a little bit, you think you deserve something. I deserve a half dozen donuts. I did a couple squats.
Of course you do.
Gym should smell like sweat and ass.
Yeah, in the morning.
Well, it shouldn't smell like pulled pork.
No, it should not. It should not.
It was not okay. It was not cool.
No. Is that place? That's barbecue place still there?
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's a pizza place now.
That's just as bad, man. They're going to smell pizza up there, you know?
Yeah.
My gym must be pretty well ventilated because there's a couple restaurants nearby. But I never smell that.
Well, this is like on top.
Yeah, the restaurant was right below.
Yeah, this is on top.
It was right below the gym in the same building.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you were just sitting right on top of it. And it was only in that one side, over in that one corner.
One area, right?
I walk over there and pulled pork.
Yeah.
Forget the workout. Let's go eat.
Did you ever grab some ribs on the way out of there?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I
took all your might, probably.
It
right?
did. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because the parking garage was the other way from the restaurant, so I could walk out and just walk away.
Yeah. Now, we're going to walk out of the new building and see six or at least three or four bars. That's going to be tough for us alcoholics.
Six or eight restaurants.
I know.
All of them making really good food.
And a big liquor store.
Oh, yeah. You had me at Big Liquor.
Craig's head popped up.
Yeah, it did pop up.
Tacos. Certainly had me at Big Liquor.
What's up?
We were talking about tacos yesterday.
Yeah. Did you have tacos last night?
No.
It was Tuesday.
Yeah, I like to be a rebel about that.
I know. It's like people that party too much. It's
like on a Wednesday.
Yeah, New Year's Eve is for amateurs. Taco Tuesday's for amateurs.
I think so, too.
Right. St. Patrick's Day, amateurs.
Was on this date in 1978.
Actually, there's a lot of pros that drink on that day, too. A lot of them. 1978, let me guess. What
movie opened?
What month is this? Oh, 78. It's not Jaws. It's not Star Wars. That was 77.
Was it Saturday Night Fever?
No, that was 77 also.
You might be right.
78 was Grease.
Not on this date.
Damn, but it was 78, I guarantee you.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was. Are we going to go, damn it?
Well, I mean, you know, this is one of the iconic movies that we quote a lot.
Oh, Animal House.
There you go.
Yeah, Animal House, yeah. Animal House.
They took the bar.
That's a classic.
The whole bar.
Simone Biles citing mental health concerns as the reason for withdrawing from the gymnastics team finals at the Olympics.
Are there jackasses hammering her?
Yes.
Really?
On social media, guys that never played a sport in their life or just hammering. I remember when athletes didn't cry. Well, they also committed suicide a lot and did a lot of other bad things.
Yes, I am happy to see people who have mental health issues stepping up and admitting they have mental health issues because it releases the stigma.
Right.
There's a lot of people out there who have mental health issues who still think, well, I better just suck it up. No, get some help.
You're listening to a few of them here.
Right.
Well, I thought Kornheiser made a good point yesterday on PTI talking about how, you know, this Olympics, especially after everything everybody's been through with the pandemic.
We're all messed up. Yeah.
But this especially, they don't get to bring their family with them for this experience. They don't get to bring their friends.
Just think of the whole ordeal.
Yeah.
All right, the pressure of she's the best in the world, and they probably train to peak right at the Olympics.
Yep.
And last year, they said, hold off a little bit.
Well, she does world competitions year-round.
Yeah, they're training, and they say, peak in about a year. That's got to be a tremendous letdown.
Right.
But they also, like I say, they also don't have a lot of their support system around them.
Right.
Because they can't go.
And she's the best ever, and not just the world now, ever.
I understand completely.
Yeah, but nobody's watching the Olympics either, so that's probably why she screw this.
Well, fewer people are, but people are.
I got yelled at last night for not watching the Olympics.
It's nothing on.
Well, I'm not
against it politically at all because I hate that there are assets like that. Stop kneeling, you bitches. I'm rooting for all the U.S. teams to win. I just don't really watch the Olympics that much. I turn off.
Made the same observation that I made on the show yesterday, that it just reminds me of too much COVID sports.
Me too.
I'm done with COVID sports, then I got yelled at for not supporting the team.
Why?
And I'm all about supporting the team. I don't want to watch COVID sports.
No, neither do I. I really don't.
Because I watched the COVID sports, and then, they're not wearing masks anymore, and there's a crowd, and it's non-COVID sports, and I like non-COVID sports.
And I've been in two baseball games this year.
I don't want to go back to watching COVID sports.
I'm fully vaccinated. I sat in two baseball games this year, and MLB baseball games, and I loved it. I loved it. Get some normalcy, man. Get vaccinated. And we can all be normal again.
Yeah. Or get the variant and die.
Yeah, one of the two.
Unless you're immunocompromised, there are children.
Right.
Get busy vaxxing.
get busy dying.
Thanks, Red.
Yeah. What's that face, Craig? You're going, jeez. It's the jeez face without the actual audio.
Oh, there was some shooting.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's his Bob Dylan face.
Yeah.
At a movie theater, a popular personality on TikTok with more than a million followers was shot and wounded.
Because somebody recognized?
Anthony Barajas. They have no idea why, what, where, when, you know. They know where and who and whatnot. And actually, the woman, another woman was killed, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, just a horrible deal. Right. Yeah.
Just why would you do that story, Craig?
Yeah. I didn't do it.
You made the Jeez face.
Yeah, I didn't do the story. I made the face because that's horrible.
Right.
Too many famous people. Because of TikTok and the like.
Right.
YouTube.
Yeah. House of Representatives resuming its mask mandate after the CDC's new COVID guidelines. Of course, the CDC recommends that vaccinated people wear masks in high-risk areas.
To protect the unvaccinated.
Yeah, that was the actual, that heard that from a lot of things last night. I heard it coming in, too. That's their official stance now, to protect the unvaccinated. And I realize some of them are kids, but most of them are just idiots.
Well, and to also hopefully choke off the next variant that could overcome the vaccines.
Right.
Yeah, this variant is, I mean, just way different than the first thing that we had. I mean, you know, the viral load is a lot higher.
That term to me always gets me hot.
The viral load, I mean.
Always gets me hot.
So that's on you.
Hundreds, maybe thousand times higher.
I get it.
So the viral load makes it more contagious, correct?
Yeah. Yes. I don't specifically know that answer.
But they keep saying, and I'm with you. If I'm told to wear a mask in the store, obviously at the airport, I just flew a bunch of times. I wore the mask on the plane and in the airport, except for the restaurant. I will do that. But if it's not, I'm not going to do it other places. Unless they tell me I have to have one on, then
Did they say you had to have a mask at the major league ballparks?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, there's no mask. You're outdoors and you're
vaccinated.
Now, keep
in mind, the rules are going to be changing again here.
Not in certain states. Not this state.
You are right.
Yeah.
Now, because
and I think a lot
one of
people
the examples
are like us.
Is schools. CDC says if you're going to school, you need to wear a mask. And there's a few states that have said that have already made the rules that you may not have a rule that says you have to have a mask in school.
That's kind of ridiculous. The school should be.
And others are saying, no. CDC don't know what they're talking about.
Just get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get into this too much. I mean, I want to bring it up on the air once in a while, of course.
We have to.
But get vaccinated.
Right. And those that say the CDC doesn't know what they're talking about, of course, have mountains of evidence, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Lots of science behind whatever they're
claiming. But you understand the frustration of hearing the term, we need to protect the unvaccinated.
No question.
And that frustration
I'm
boils
sick
over.
I'm tired of those freaks.
So am I. And I
God,
and
I'm bunch a, of dumbasses.
Todd's going the extra mile by wishing death, and I'm right behind him.
Well,
you are too.
Yeah.
Off the air, you are.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't have
that.
To pile on, Craig, but you can silently agree.
Yeah. I'm vocally agreeing.
I can't. Okay. Yeah, it is stunning to me.
Because I did the right thing.
Why?
The whole thing.
Why some
right
people
thing,
think they're so smart.
We did the right thing. We were all in line trying to get our vaccine as early as possible. We did. We cried, actually, and I got into it.
I don't think it's a display of how smart they are, Craig. It's just a display of what tribe they belong to.
Right. Well, it is
totally tribal.
You are somewhat right, but also this is a thing that some of the people are believing these sorts of things because they're the type of people who like to know things that other people don't. And so if they think that they have something that other people don't know, they're going with that.
Yeah, but they're not doctors.
Oh, yeah.
They're just idiots.
They've got exclusive knowledge.
Right.
They know way more than you.
Right. Yeah.
And
like to show it.
We need to do the thing that France did. We do a restaurant in Atlanta. Vaccinated or don't come in.
Start I'm comfortable
it.
With that
so
anywhere.
I saw something.
I'm not
on,
protecting the unvaccinated. Listen, I don't hang around little kids, so I'm not worried about that.
On social media that says if you're vaccinated, you can't come into
some place
of business.
Yeah, where's that? Somebody tweeted that out to us.
I
didn't know where it's at.
That's got to be crap, isn't it?
I don't know. What kind of store is it?
I didn't know.
And
or,
how are they going to find
shop,
out that you're vaccinated? If you really want to go in there, how are they going to find out that you're vaccinated? Go through your wallet.
Oh yeah, if you want to go in there and approve, oh yeah, you're right. You're not gonna. It's a good point.
Right. You just go in there with your MAGA hat on,
right?
And they'll assume you're not vaccinated.
Of course you do.
That's the uniform of the unvaccinated. So that should be enough
of the stupid.
Just bring your flag.
Now I did hear the 30% of people that are refusing to get the vaccine. They think it's down to about 30%, at least coming in. About half of those 15%, well, the 15% that say they'll never get it, in general, lean older white Republican. The 15% that said they could be persuaded are the African Americans and Hispanics. So they can be persuaded. And then there's also a group that with like Karens that have kids at home that don't want to get vaccinated.
I don't get that group.
You're going to bring that back to your kid, which is
I don't get the hesitancy either.
No, I never did.
But at least we got a chance with them.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Team of scientists says they say they've uncovered some ancient viruses from a Tibetan glacier.
Yeah.
Previously unknown viruses are believed to date back to 15,000 years ago and are unlike anything scientists have cataloged before.
Well, put them back in the ice.
Yeah.
Leave them the hell alone.
Don't dig the guy out.
Climate scientists and microbiologists got the ice cores from the summit of an ice cap in western China back in 2015. They found 33 viruses. At least 28 were unknown before now and only survived because they were frozen. They're believed to have originated with plants and soil. They are not harmful to humans.
All right. I was going to say, they might not be deadly.
Until
not
they
all
are.
Should have led with that.
Until we weaponize that.
Yeah,
until we weaponize them in the laboratory and
Chinese.
Send it out for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Or they just mutate and do something. Now it is. Leave it in the ice. So let's not take any chances.
Right.
Group of fishermen in Canada got an 11-foot-long, 800-pound sturgeon.
Nice.
Out of the river.
Todd, let me hear your voice when you hear that.
Possible it could be over 100 years old.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
They threw it back, right?
Ancient fish.
It's a bad, it wouldn't be tasting, you don't want to kill a 100-year-old fish.
No, I think you squeeze them and get the roe out of them.
By the way.
That's caviar.
You know who has too many hours in the day? That fish.
Oh, God.
His life has been swimming and eating plankton, whatever sturgeon eat, for 100 years. That is too many hours in the day for that fish. That fish probably got pulled out and said, kill me.
Oh,
kill me.
He's been waking up
back in.
Every day waking up. Again?
Yeah. Just praying for death for 20 years.
Don't you think that's the case with all animals who live to be that age?
Well, we don't know. Aren't there sea turtles who live 200 years or something? Yeah.
Too many hours in a day. What do they do all day?
Hopefully they got pea brains so they don't really think about it.
I think that's the case.
That's probably it.
They just do the instinct.
Right, you just keep going.
Yeah, they don't need entertained. Yeah.
Kill me. That 100-year-old sturgeon just told me to kill it.
How does it know English?
It's had 100 years
better
to learn.
Better speak English.
The battle over Prince's estate is winding down. Three of Prince's 6 siblings have sold nearly all of their share in the artist's estate to music giant Primary Wave. That puts the company in control of nearly half of Prince's total estate. The three remaining siblings have held on to their shares and are finalizing tax issues to close out the disputed estate.
There's so much crap with this. We had to deal with a little bit of stuff with my dad, but one of the things I had to deal with when I got home was maybe 10 years ago, I was home visiting him. We went to a lawyer, and I was the guy that was...
The executor?
Yeah, executor. And the executor at that point was only... You're the guy that decides whether you pull the plug, that kind of stuff. But I also was we went to a bank and I was on a safe deposit box. And I don't think he has anything really worth anything in there, but I'm the only one. It was me and him. And I signed the papers 10 years ago that I can walk in any time with a key. And they'll give me a key and they'll let me in the safe deposit box. So he dies a year ago. So, and I haven't been home. So last time I was home, this 2 weeks ago, I went to the bank and I go in there and I said, I'm so-and-so and here's my ID. I want to close out and want to look at my dad's safe deposit box. She goes, well, you're on that, but the rules have changed. And she handed me like 8 pieces of paper. You got to mail this to the state. I'm thinking, and I didn't yell at her because it wasn't her fault, but I was pretty frustrated. I said, are you kidding me? So we signed this stuff. I'm the guy. He's dead.
Right. Yeah, shouldn't it take just a certificate of death, say, yeah,
nope,
he's gone and I'm the only one, so let me in.
They've changed. I'm really sorry. They've changed the rules. You're going to mail this to the state. It takes a month. And then
I
said, I'm not going to be here. And, it's just a cluster.
Should have stuck to the money in the pants.
Yeah, plan. I know.
Is that where he's got the gold bricks and stuff?
No, he doesn't have much in it. I think he might have some keepsakes in there. But you know, I'll find out.
But was there money in the pants at one time?
Well, I don't know. I you know, I was home. I cleaned out his. I grabbed some stuff I wanted from his bedroom because it's all still there. And I didn't look in the pants. I should have.
You should have.
I know.
You know your sisters have.
Yeah.
There's nothing left.
I don't think he told them it was in there. He told me it was in there.
Yeah,
but I talked on the radio for years about it.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's in the pants.
I know they do.
Yeah, they've rifled.
So I couldn't imagine the Prince thing is just, I mean, zillions of dollars, no will, bunch of relatives bitching. Oh, my God.
Well, and apparently he has.
And he's been dead since 2016.
And he apparently has legendary vaults full of unreleased material.
And they want to keep releasing that.
Yeah.
No matter how much it sucks because they want the money.
Because it'll be a gold mine.
Right.
You know, Petty's family is doing the same thing.
Well, Prince has already got a record coming out here sometime soon.
Yep.
It's a complete unreleased full album that he had already put together and then just shelved for some reason.
Oh, he had the plan.
Yeah.
This was his idea.
Well, he had done the record, apparently, recorded the whole thing, and then nobody knows why, he had the whole thing done, sequenced everything, and he just put it away and never put it out. And they found it, and now they're putting it out. So it's a complete unreleased, never heard, brand new Prince record.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be really good because it's Prince.
Yeah, but they're going to release phone messages like Tupac's estate did for years.
But
Harold, we have a lot of him to put a beat to that and release it. These idiots will buy it.
But that's the thing. They say Prince actually has music.
Exactly.
Like vaults
I get
full,
that.
Like a bunch,
right.
Which could be worth a ton.
Yeah.
If he was just an artist and he just liked putting together music, after he had a particular amount of money, he doesn't care.
No.
Because we know those types of artists.
Yeah.
We're aware of those types of people.
Right.
Who.
They don't want anybody to hear it.
They're not. Yeah. They aren't doing it necessarily for anyone else besides themselves. And if he has the cash to be able to make this album and put it away so that no one else can hear it, that's his prerogative.
There's a ton of stories about Springsteen that way. He's got a ton of stuff to this day.
Right, they do little private projects like that because they can. Right.
Yeah, and I hope it's something like that rather than,
just
boy, this is just terrible. There's no way anybody should see this.
Yeah,
well,
no,
apparently the story I read on this Prince record was, you know, he brought in all the musicians and the backup singers and everybody, and he was playing the finished product for them, and they all said it was great.
Well, he expected to be alive, too. That's the thing. He eventually was going to release it.
Yeah, but even that, it was years ago.
Even this, it was like 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, but
maybe they like it.
Nobody knows why. Everybody thought it was great, but nobody knows why he never finished it and put it out.
Well, he was different.
Yeah. He was.
An artist.
Artists are.
Yep, exactly.
And they are.
Sometimes they're a little weird.
Right. Which is what we want them to be.
We need them to be.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Oh. Georgia family says they made a discovery inside their home. Trish Wiltshire told local media she reached for what she thought was a piece of fuzz under her bed.
Yep.
There were 17 baby snakes and a mother snake making their home there.
No. Burn it down. Burn it down. Never going back. Burn it down.
Just laying under the bed?
Yeah. Thought it was a piece of fuzz. Reached down there. 17 baby snakes and a mother snake making a home.
Yep.
Now then, were just the non-venomous garter snakes, but still, they are snakes hanging out in your house.
Your bed.
Right. They're little creepy crawly things, right?
Yeah, they won't hurt you.
No, they crawl over your body while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You probably don't like that.
I don't want 18 snakes in my bedroom.
You pussy. You bunch of pussies.
You don't have one snake in your bedroom.
I got one.
Yeah, you got one.
I got one.
Little baby garter, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Not much to it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.